Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
We got three stories for you, a positive, a minus, and something just a little bit interesting to start your morning. Who got to pee today?
Is it me?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
We both look at Katie.
I didn't realize, but I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Here. Well, because
talking is confusing sometimes.
No, I just didn't think this. You know what?
My
we're gonna
to
make it a positive. I thought mine was the interesting. I really did.
No, we covered this multiple times.
Mine
off
was
here.
To be the
actually, no,
it was.
No,
okay,
no it
well,
wasn't. You have
here's
two people
your
say
positive
no.
story because we already know how bad wildfires.
Hey, hold on.
Smoke.
Let's start again. So we've got a positive, a minus, and something just a little bit interesting to start your morning. Hey guys, who's got the pee?
Wait! I got that pee.
Okay. All right. Tell us about the trees, Katie.
Okay. So the wildfire smoke, everyone in this room can agree that it is hard on us to breathe.
It's been bad.
Really bad.
Oh, my gosh. Yesterday I went outside and I was just like, I felt like I'm smoking a pack a day out there. Mm-hmm. But it turns out it is bad for plants, too. So researchers up at your old alma mater, Josh,
Boco.
Colorado State University,
they
stumbled upon some really interesting findings about this. So what they were doing is they were going out into the forest to understand how plants emit their volatile organic compounds. So that means like the pine trees, what makes a pine forest smell like a pine forest.
Yeah.
So that's what they were up there doing. And while they were doing it.
I love that for them.
Yeah. It's their, you know, pine tree journey. But they found out that when they were doing this, it was 2020 and it was the same year that a lot of those record breaking fires were hitting the state.
Yeah.
And so the students were up there in the forest and they're like, well, the plants aren't giving us anything. It's like they've almost shut down. And so they found that when these wildfires are surrounding them, the pores that the plants have, they completely shut down and close
up. So they stop breathing.
They hold their breath.
Whoa.
They also don't give us the things that we need from them. And this can be kind of toxic for them to essentially hold their breath for so long.
The it's not good for us either.
The photosynthesis process that they need to go
the what?
Through. They're not photosynthesizing.
Photosynthesis.
Oh. I love
photosynthesis.
That word so much.
Me too.
So, yeah, they say that, you know, this evidence is really, really important. It's an accidental discovery is what they're calling it, but extremely important for their research. So I imagine a lot more is going to come out about it. But just the fact that plants hold their breath.
That is a positive, that they're trying to save their lives, essentially.
Okay,
see, that's the
positive.
Yeah. The positive is for the trees.
Trees. Exactly. So an accidental discovery turning out to be a positive thing.
That's cool.
I like that a lot, actually.
Yeah, I thought
it was really interesting.
I thought it was interesting,
really
too.
Really positive, too. Very positive, yeah.
What are they secreting? What was it called?
The volatile... Volatile organic compounds is what they're secreting, so, yeah.
It's like Josh.
He smells like pine tree, too.
That's not what I'm thinking.
Yeah, I do. Heck yeah, I do. Pine salt, baby.
This dude secretes compounds like nobody's business.
That's funny.
Is your mom listening?
I don't know.
She knows.
My grandma might
be. She knows.
Oh, poor
love you, Grammy.
She washed your sheets growing up.
All right.
Grammy. Do you got the minus?
I got the minus today. Let's move on. All right. Turns out, for as smart as those people were in Fort Collins, a lot of us adults are still pretty simple-minded. We like to say, use passwords that have been used in our lives for years and years and years, and we don't like to change them. 5% of adults to this day are still using the password. And that is not good.
Do better, people.
Not only do they use that for one account, they use that for all of their accounts. And they do try to change it up, guys. They go out on a limb and maybe go password one.
One exclamation point.
Password 1234.
Yes.
Or password all the way up to 9.
They're still doing this.
And they're still doing this no matter how many new hackers we have in the world that are very, very smart and know how to get past your password. And on top of that, 45% of the people cling to those old passwords and use a 1 to 5 of the same ones. So like
on everything,
sometimes you have to change your password annually. Like we have to do that for some things, and they'll just go back to the old one or back to the new one and flip flop, and they just keep using the same one over and over again or a variation of the same one. And people are saying that's not smart either.
No.
That's not smart because a lot of your passwords do get leaked to databases throughout your life. And if you're using the same old ones, that's not good either. And on top of that, over 50% of these passwords that adults use are considered weak passwords. So the ones that don't have like a special character, mm-hmm. a number, mm-hmm. a capitalization. So when they're doing password, instead of using just the word password, you could use the word password and then put a zero or a colon or something to make it a little bit special so that it would make the hacker, you know, use more than 1% of their brain power to get into your computer. So, look, if you got 60% of adults out here using weak passwords and then 5% of that 60 using the word password, you got to do better, people.
You got to think harder
look
than that.
Look up. Go online. I just did it. Search how long hackers can crack passwords, and it usually gives you a little diagram. Anything, if you have numbers only, even from four characters to 11, it can be cracked instantly.
Oh.
The lowercase letters, the highest amount of time is about 32 minutes they can crack it. So anyway, you use, they're recommending numbers, upper and lowercase letters and symbols up to 18 characters. Because that will take 26 trillion years to crack.
Good.
That's usually what I do. My passwords are incredibly long.
So are mine for the most part.
My best friend's a cybersecurity expert.
Oh, yeah.
So, Surat, my buddy
Surat. Mine are probably not 18 characters, though. Are yours?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Really?
He's like, you got to go at least 18 to 20 characters anymore. He's
at least 18.
At least 18 when you're doing
stuff. I know right off the bat some of mine are 15.
Yeah,
so that's not 26, but
mine's
10.
15 too.
Mine's
that
like
would
10
be
trillion years.
77 million years.
Oh, okay, well then I don't
if
care
you
about
use it for 15.
Then I'm good.
Hey,
I'm good. Yeah,
good
I don't care about
know.
It. But
18.
One more interesting thing about this is that the boomers actually take more care of this than the Gen Zers. So 20% of boomers say that they're about still using the easy passwords, but 50% of Gen Zers are using the easy to remember
passwords.
Stop
doing that. Do better.
Stop it.
It's always funny when I'm helping my mom on the computer doing stuff and she's got to come up with a password. It easily takes her 30 minutes to come up with a password because she writes it down.
Oh, yeah.
She's like, you know,
she's got to figure it out.
And she's, no, I don't like this. I'm like, Mom, just
go
to a password generator.
Well, one thing I like about Apple, at least Apple, is I know that they give you the option of the password fill. And those passwords, they make zero sense, first of all, because it's just random numbers and letters generated. But I do that a lot because that helps. I mean, they're at least, I think those are at least 15 characters long.
Oh, at least. They're like 25.
They're great until they hack your Apple account.
Then. But they have no pattern. They have no pattern.
Yeah.
You're
I'm
good.
Old school. I still keep a little notebook and I write all my passwords down.
Oh, I have that.
I write them all down.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it in a top secret location buried in the backyard.
It's under his pillow.
And I'm like, you can't hack this book. So,
no, that's smart. That's
unless
really
somebody
smart.
Breaks in the house and takes it.
But what I like now too, What I like now too is actually Apple gives you the option to lock notes. So if someone were to break into my notes or something, because I have some stuff in my notes on my iPhone,
sure,
just in case I need it like readily available.
All I need
for
is
me.
Your Apple ID then.
But I locked it. No, you can do it. You can choose your own password for it.
Well, then they just need to find that password.
Well, they don't have it because it's not
I
on my
know,
phone
exactly.
chair.
And it's not password
it's gonna
either.
It's going to take them 77 million years, okay?
That's good. This is good information, though. Don't
really
if your password is password, change
it
immediately,
it.
Well,
for God's sakes.
The 18 letters part or the 18 characters.
Yeah, Katie,
like,
change your
so,
stuff today.
That is so important. I didn't know
Soup's
that.
Soup's important.
No idea.
All right, let's wrap things up with the interesting. This one's for all the ladies out there. I was just talking about how I started Wednesday last night on Netflix. And, you know, Wednesday has that look, that pale skin, dark hair, dark
shaved
bags.
Eyebrows? I can't.
Well, I can't
shaved
even.
Shaved eyebrows, like, stop.
Not in the movie or in the TV series, but now she does,
Now
right.
she does.
Well, there's a hot new trend on the TikTok-y now where the ladies are going for the tired girl look.
Oh, I
it
got you.
It is Gen Z approved. Katie doesn't even have to put
work
any makeup on.
Work in morning radio. You'll get it.
So what it is it deliberately mimics the look of being exhausted. Lightly smudged eyes, pale complexion, gray-toned cheekbones, and subtle purple tint on the lips.
Oh, no.
Again, Katie, you just wake up and come to work. Basically, they're saying this is a lot to do with, what's her face, Jenna Ortega?
Jenna Ortega, yeah.
And Wednesday, because it's such a hot TV show. She's a hot actress, and she's got that look right now. And it's Gen Z going against your basic beauty image, you know, the glam, all that, and they're going for the tired girl look now. Gray dusted cheekbones.
Well, and this is not the first time this trend has popped up, because we had the
grunge look
in the 90s, you know,
that's
80s
the thing.
Had their, you know, version of it, and I'm sure the 70s as well, but it recycles and they always attach it to one actress or famous person, right? So now it's goth,
Jenna.
Tired look because of Jenna Ortega.
It's funny, you nailed it. In this story, it said it aligns with broader movements in beauty, like the classics, soft goth and gothic grunge.
Look at us.
Nailed it.
Together, we're a smart person.
Nailed it. Soft goth.
That's funny.
Soft goth.
Sounds like a music genre.
Totally.
Right? I'm listening to soft goth this weekend.
Soft goth rock.
Having a white claw.
A white claw.